Thanks, Giovanni, for fixing the technical problems, and good morning, everyone. Welcome also to our participants on Zoom. Now it's my pleasure to introduce our first speaker today, Diego Morales Navarrete. Diego studied mathematical engineering in Quito, Ecuador, and after that worked as a statistical analyst in many, many different fields, from climatology to economics and financial risk modeling, so he acquired a very broad set of skills. In 2017, he then started his PhD in statistics in Chile, and there he developed a novel theory for spatial-temporal modeling of data that is widely applicable across scales. In his PhD, he used reindeer data from Sweden as an example, and I'm very happy that now, as a Hertz Fellow in my lab, he will apply his theory to model the collective migration of cells in zebrafish embryos. And so Diego still has ties to his university in Ecuador, Yacay Tech. He's also a lecturer there, so that's why he also gives his talk today remotely. So please join me in welcoming Diego Morales Navarrete.
Another time, thank you, Patrick, for introducing me and for all of to stay here today. So I will talk about my research in my PhD. So the research is about how to modeling and estimating georeferenced count data, how count spatial data with excessive zeros. So the general idea when we have georeferenced data is when we can we have a topological surface and each point belongs to a coordinate system. So when we have these features, we can say that there are georeferenced data. Count is because the feature that we are measuring is the amount of something. For example, the number of the number of virus of the number of any species or something like that. And excessive zeros is a challenging thing that we can deal when we are making model with count data. So when we have count data, there are some cases in which the data have a lot of zeros than the original data. So we can try to model these things with some statistical tools. So the line of the presentation, I will start with some background. Then I defined a new class of counter random fields that is the proposal of our work. Then I will show you how to model in zero count data with a model called serine-fated Poisson spatial data. I will show you the general idea in which we can doing estimation for the model. Then I will talk about a little about my Hertz fellowship, which basically is cell signaling data mapping into cell trajectories from leaf imagings, some conclusions, analogies, and references. So I start with the background. The current approach that we have to model this kind of data are in general two. The first one are hierarchical models. We can found in these hierarchical models a particular model called the generalized linear mix of models, the Poisson Gaussian models, and the transformer Gaussian random fields. A problem with these kind of models is that these kind of models produce a mean squared discontinuity. And it's a characteristic that is not good for the correlation function. So If we have problems in the correlation function with the mean square to continue, we can make a not good inference and predictions with our models. And the other table models that are currently now are Gaussian coupled models. The disadvantage of this kind of models is that there are not existing underlying physical mechanisms behind the model. These kind of models are only a mathematical tool that make account of the correlation between two points. So another approach that we propose is the characterization of a random field through a Gaussian random field. So we take a Gaussian random field that is well studied. There are have a lot of good properties. Have a lot of parametric and non-parametric correlation functions. And with that, we apply a set of transformations and we obtain a new Gaussian random field that is a non-Gaussian random field. And in this particular case, a count-random field. The advantage of this approach is that we have mean square continuity in the correlation functions, but we can find definite dimensional distribution. But in some cases, we can find the bivariate distributions. And the cases that we propose in our work and in this presentation, we can find an expression for the bivariate distributions. So, what is a Gaussian random field? So a Gaussian random field is a collection of random variables that have a correlation function. So we have a vector of random variables that are correlated between them. So if we have a vector of random variables in each location, if each vector have a multivariate Gaussian Gaussian distribution with a specific correlation function, we can call this a zero and a standard Gaussian random field. The advantage of this Gaussian random field is that we can define in the spatial Euclidean setting with the locations are defined in RD, but we can also define in the space-time or in the spherical domain. That is the advantage of make this kind of definitions. Another interesting property of the Gaussian random fields is that we can characterize them only with the mean structure and a valid correlation function. As I say before, there are a lot of parametric and non-parametric correlation functions defined for a Gaussian random field, and we can describe some geometrical properties as anisometry, isotropy, stationarity, among others. But in the real world. The Gaussianity is very neat. So one case are the counts that we can find in a lot of fields like agriculture, species, abundance of species, or in this case in the count of cells or something. So now I will define a new class of count random fields. So to do that, I first have to define what is an exponential random field. So exponential random field is a Gaussian random field with a little transformation. So we need a Gaussian random two independent copies of a Gaussian random field. And then make up the transformation in the equation one, and the Gaussian random and the random field W is an exponential random field. We can show that the marginal distribution of this Gaussian random field, this exponential random field, has an exponential distribution with parameter lambda is, and the expectation, the variations are the ones to belong the exponential distributions. And the interesting here is that the correlation function of the exponential random field is the square of the correlation function of the Gaussian random field father. So to define a general class of counting random fields, we first need to sequences on infinite independent copies of a positive continuous random field with an underlying correlation rho h, that is the correlation of the Gaussian random field father. Then the account random field and t can define it with the equation 2. And we can see this as a special generation of a renewable counting process. And if we can see the different choices of the sequences of the copies of the continuous random field, make different different continuous counting random fields. So in a particular case in which we can choose the positive random field y as the exponential random field, and setting t equal to 1, we have the case of the Poisson random field. That is a random field with Poisson marginals. So we can see that in each location, the random variables have a Poisson distribution with parameter lambda is, the expectation are equal to the variance and equal to lambda is. And as you can see, the stationarity only depends of this lambda, this function that is deterministic, lambda is. We present the expressions for a closed expression for the correlation function in the stationary case and in the non-stationary case. The good properties of these functions is that the Poisson random field is mean squared continuous is if only if the Gaussian random field is mean squared continuous. So the mean squared continuous depends on the Gaussian random field. And when lambda tends to the infinity, the correlation of the Poisson random field is equal to the correlation function of the exponential random field. Equation 5 is the bivariate distribution for a Poisson random field. As we can see, it's a little hard to write, and also it's hard to compute. But because it depends on the double convolutions for the marginal distribution for the of the exponential random field and on the and the marginal distributions of the n-fold convolution of the exponential random field. In this case, is a little easy because this convolution S is a gamma is a gamma random field. So now we can I want to show you how to model in serine-federated Poisson spatial data. So first of all, I introduce what is a Bernoulli random field. A Bernoulli random field in this case is only a random field obtained through thresholding a Gaussian random field. So we take a Gaussian random field and make this make a cut in a C point. So we are thresholding the Gaussian random field, and we can obtain a Bernoulli random field with these properties. The probability of success is given by a CDF of a Gaussian distribution. And the correlation function is given by the it can express it by the bivariate distributions and the marginal distribution. So the special serine-faded Poisson random fit can be defined as follows. First of all, we need to a Bernoulli random fit transfolding in the interval of minus infinity and zero with the expectation of the Gaussian random fit equal to theta s with unit variances and the correlation functions equal to rho star. And we also need a Poisson random fit with expectation equal to lambda is and correlation function equal to rho h. So we can see that the correlation of the Gaussian of the Gaussian random field are different for the Bernoulli and for the Poisson random field. But in a particular case, we can choose the same correlation function. There is no problem. So if the Bernoulli random field and the Poisson random field are independent, then a serine-faded Poisson random field can be defined as the product of the Bernoulli and the Poisson random field. So we can obtain a random field with marginals are the usual marginals for a serine-faded Poisson given in the equation 8. We can see that the expectation and the variance of the random field, and we can see that the correlation function depends on the correlation function of the Gaussian Poisson random field and the correlation function of the Bernoulli random field. In the stationary case, the expression is easier than the other, and we can the computation is also faster than the other. As I said before, the correlation for the Bernoulli and the Poisson can be assumed equal. And again, we have the property that the serine-faded Poisson random field is mean squared continuous if and only if the Gaussian random field is mean squared continuous. When the correlation function of the Gaussian random field is zero, we can prove that the correlation function of the serine-faded Poisson random field are also zero. And when the probability of success it tends to zero, then the probability correlation function of the Poisson random field are equal to the correlation function of the Poisson random field. We can see how can write the bivariate distributions. We also similar that in the Poisson case we have four cases for the bivariate distributions, and in each case the distribution depends of the bivariate distribution from the Poisson random field and from the bivariate for the Bernoulli random field. So as you can see, we can obtain the full full dimensional distribution. We only can obtain the bivariate distribution. So the usual tools for make inference we can use in this kind of models. So we propose to use the weighted pairwise likelihood biased inference. And in general terms, we have a bivariate vector, and we can define the weighted pairwise likelihood as in equation 9, that depends on non-negative weights, as in the equation in equation 10. So with that, we can make a good approximation for the full likelihood. So we can make an inference only using the bivariate distributions. If we, the computation of this kind of estimation are computationally demanding, so we propose a smaller computational burden alternative, that is the missing specification weight bias likelihood. So that is defined as you can see. And the question is if this Gaussian missing specification is a useful inferential tool. So we make some simulation studies, and we can see that all of these proposals to make estimations works good. We also make some simulation for the spatial temporal settings, and we can see that our models works well. We also see the computational cost, and we can see that that the computational cost is very lower, so we can have a results in 3 seconds. So there are good computational cost. So how we can link this with the Hertz Fellowship? First, I want to talk about the embryon can be generating of the 3D shape. So on the one hand, we can we have chemical patterns that produce and influence in the morphogenesis of the embryo. In the other hand, we have forces and flows that also influencing in the morphogenesis of the embryo. So the big trouble here is that there are no available tools to measure the cell signaling and the cells movements simultaneous. So we can have videos that takes the cell dynamics in zebra fish, but in these videos we don't have the information of the signaling, but we can take a snapshot of cell signaling in zebra fish. So we have two informations in two separate ways. So the question here is, there are mathematical models that can help me or help us to join these inputs. So the question is, yes, if we have 4D videos of cell dynamics and if we have 3D snapshot of cell signaling quantification, we can develop an spatial temporal modeling. So in this particular case, we can use a spatial temporal modeling using the models that I presented before. In other words, we can use a serine-faded or Poisson random fields to make models for spatial temporal for modeling the cell signaling data mapping into the trajectories on living imaging. So here there are some conclusions. As you can see, our proposal overcoming squared discontinuity. The models inherit some geometrical properties of Gaussian random fields. The estimation procedures are works very well. And a statistical model based on random field can be used to estimate the signaling activation levels over time and space. And finally, this approach will allow us to understand the dynamic coupling of cell movements and the signaling process during the zebra fish embryogenesis. So finally, some acknowledgments to Constantine University, Hertz Fellowship, and Patrick Muley Labs to give me the opportunity to work with them in this interesting project. And Also, the Yachay Tech University is the university that I belong now. Some references, and thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Diego. Are there also questions from the audience, from the Zoom audience? Okay, so there's one question, Diego. The question is, how is this kind of models comparable with machine learning approaches for similar problems?
Well, the idea of the advantage of this problem is that we can make we can compute probabilities, we can make inference about with the correlation function, because we can propose a lot of kind of correlation functions, and each parameters we can obtain the confidential intervals that make us a lot of information that machine learning can give us. So we have to remember that in a big part, machine learning have a deterministic solutions, but in that case we can make we can obtain some stochastics models that help us to make other kind of inference about the problems, and if we can measure the and have the tools to quantify uncertainty of the models, we can also make better predictions.
Thank you very much, Diego, and let's move on to the next presentation.